at this time of the year? You had tackles all last year. Do you even think about things like that?
Nah, I try not to think about things like that. Just go out there.
It's a nice thought, though.
It is. It is a nice thought. You know, we're on the right pace.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a great thing. Just go out there, keep on doing the same thing.
And it's kind of waiting your turn and coming into your own this year. How nice was it to kind of learn from guys like Deshaun Hall and Myles Garrett?
It's big, man. I just got through saying, like, after I made the transition, Day-Day and Myles both helped me out big time. And, you know, I appreciate those guys dearly. I used to hang out with Day-Day sometimes, and, you know, he'd tell me things I need to work on. We used to watch some film together. Myles would teach me some things in the locker room about, you know, whenever you're doing this, make sure, you know, you got to do the little things right, you know, something about, you know, long arm techniques and whatnot, and a whole bunch of things. So just seeing that those guys are in the league now, you know, I'm going to take those things. I got to use those. Absolutely.
Coach talked about y'all's young secondary. I know Armani's kind of the quarterback back there and big for the defense and leadership role. But how much do you guys take it upon yourselves to get to the quarterback to help that young secondary out?
It's crucial. It's crucial because, you know, if we don't, most definitely we're dependent on them to do their job. But, shoot, we can't do that, you know, we can't do that the whole game. So we got to help them out. So we got to do our job, get to the quarterback, make sure we run our stunts and whatnot, you know, to perfection. And, you know, get the quarterback off schedule, get him under some duress, and so he can make bad decisions, make their job a little easier.
Was there anything in particular you guys were doing this past Saturday that allowed you to get those six sacks? I mean, anything different?
No different type of preparation than what we usually do. We watch a lot of film, and so, you know, we like to get the tendencies of the offensive linemen that we're going against and make sure we see the things that they can and can't do well. Yeah, that's about it.
Anything about South Carolina you guys have seen yet? Anything that sticks out to you?
We watched a little bit of film yesterday. I got to get back, you know, in the film today. But, you know, I see that they got a star tight end. They like to move him around, so we'll be keeping an eye on him for sure.
Deshaun and Myles used to have competition in sacks. Do you guys have anything going this year with that, or maybe a little bit? Or
yeah, dude, Jared's funny. Yeah, me and him definitely competing. You know, yeah, most definitely trying to get some sacks. See who's just out there making more plays, really. You're more productive.
To be fair, I asked you about your limitations, but, I mean, why are you having your successes and what are you doing well and what do you try to do as a smaller defensive end?
Really, one of the things that I knew I had to take care of was just knowing the playbook. And so coming into this season, even going back to the spring, you know, I was in my playbook a lot. And so just knowing the signs, knowing my responsibility on plays so the other 10 guys don't have to worry about me, it's a big part of my game.
When did you see that, hey, I am going to get some snaps this year, you know, and when did you feel like I'm making some progress here with this team and in the depth chart?
In the spring, last spring, Coach Price had told me that, you know, he liked what I was doing, keep on grinding, that they, you know, they needed another spot. Just for anybody, you know, I think we're running four deep right now, five deep, and so, you know, just to be a part of that rotation, you know, make sure, you know, I'm solidified in that rotation. So yeah.
How many snaps are you think you're getting now in a game, and pretty much when?
I think last game was like 55 snaps, so I mean somewhere around like 50.
A couple more questions. Landis, I guess heading into this game, you have South Carolina, then Alabama. How important is it to get a win this week? Obviously, it's important every week, but get a win this week with Alabama coming in the week following.
You know, this week we're focused on South Carolina. So right now we're just preparing for them. And then next week will be Alabama. And then the week after, I think it's Florida. So right now we're focused on South Carolina. So trying to be 1-0 this week.
Coming back home this week too. How nice is that?
It's great. I had a lot of people at the game, so it was great to put on for them. They had a great time. I had a great time. It was just a really fun experience for me.
I was about to say, you had a whole cheering section for you out there, didn't you, at least the past weekend?
Yeah, I think I had like 11 tickets to give out, so it was great.
Did they hear you during the press conference? Because I know they were like right up against the window.
I'm not sure. they saw me look at them and whatnot, and everybody went crazy. So it was a great time. It was really fun for me.